Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. When mortgage interest rates drop this low and home values are rising at the fastest pace in over a decade, people want options. And at the Home Loan Expert office, that's exactly what we give you. We do conventional, jumbo, FHA, VA. We have loans with no down payment and no PMI. We also do loans where you don't have to verify any income. The 5-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Warning, property protected by electric fence. Sharks sighted in water.
Warnings are truly handy.
Bridge out.
But you may not always get a warning when it comes to threats to your identity or the personal information on your devices. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection includes Norton Security for even more protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help detect identity threats, like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security protects up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but having someone looking out for you...
Warning, minefield ahead.
...will help keep you out of danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Just go to lifelock.com/radio. That's lifelock.com/radio to get 10% off your first year. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number
3030. With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on We Scream for ice cream.
Oh, I want strawberry.
And 4% while you're screaming at the amusement park. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. Now when you and the family go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Strike one and hits this ball high in the air. Deep center field, way, way out of here. That ball was vaporized by Eloy Jimenez. Wow.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. If it was vaporized, would it technically leave the ballpark?
Well, not.
Would that be like a ground rule double?
In a lot of different particles.
Okay, just checking. Let's get out to the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. And we bring in James Fegan writing White Sox, and you can follow him on Twitter at JR Fegan. Good morning, James. How are you?
Hey, James.
Confused now that I'm thinking about vaporized baseball.
That was the idea.
Very confusing. Ronaldo Lopez is back. What a shocker. We had people kind of saying, you got to send him down. You can't keep the guy in the rotation. And the only thing you say to that is, have you seen the rotation? You gotta have someone pitch. And they're bringing a guy up from AAA that will have to pitch tonight. What was the difference? What happened differently? Did they do anything differently? What did you see different in terms of Ronaldo Lopez from the last few times out to this one?
Most specifically using his curveball, which had been mostly on the shelf all season. It was something he had been working on in spring and said that he was going to be using a lot more, and then looking at starts this year, really was absent. It's not a backbreaking pitch, but it's something that he can use to grab strikes and he's someone who really needs to find a way to get himself ahead in the count in any way. He has a really overpowering fastball. He has a bunch of secondary pitches that are good in situations and good at times, and he really has to kind of adequately set himself up by commanding. And his fastball isn't precise enough to do that most times, so having something he can drop in on occasion, you know, apparently can make a major difference. Also facing the Royals offense probably, you know, it doesn't hurt at all, but he just kind of looked like he was had a little bit more favorable counts that he was setting himself up in yesterday, and it worked out for him. You know, he's really not as terrible as his ERA would indicate. He's probably maybe not, you know, he's obviously not on the level of Giolito either this year or last year, but there's really not, you know, the superior options. It's not like they're shuffling between Dane Dunning, Carlos Rodon, and Michael Kopech and you know, actually considering Dylan Cease for a rotation spot. So talented but frustrating is a lot better option than what they have to go around in the other slots.
James, Zola Jimenez had two big home runs over the weekend. Yesterday, a 471-foot shot, and Saturday, the difference maker. And you made a really interesting observation on Twitter yesterday when talking not about the home runs, but just how on an 0-2 take, he probably doesn't do that in April. How far has he come as a hitter in terms of just being more disciplined and more particular at the plate, and what difference has that made?
You're definitely seeing signs, seeing flashes of it. I don't think it's he hasn't become, you know, Frank Thomas or anything up there, but it's all kind of stuff that we saw him do in the minors the past couple of years, the ability to kind of spit on good breaking balls. Now, granted, he'd probably see one good breaking ball per game in AAA, and now he sees six or seven, and, you know, in back-to-back pitches. So I wouldn't say I recognize him as the guy who dominated the minors the last couple of years yet, but yeah, just kind of seeing him have some ability to recognize and have some ability to slow down his, you know, big powerful swing, because it seemed like maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago or when he first came back off the injured list, you'd see him recognize and start to check up and not be able to stop, and now you're seeing him take the next step where that swing is probably starting stopping a little bit more before his wrist break when he recognizes spin. And, you know, small progress, you're going to give him another 300 or 400 plate appearances in a season that's still rebuilding, so the fact that you can see a progress before you know, the All-Star break is encouraging.
Giolito, obviously a smart kid, and obviously has figured out something. And when we start giving credit for what's happened and how it's happened, we have talked about his high school coach. We talked about him first, his high school coach. We've talked about James McCann. We haven't really talked much about Coop involved in that. How would you know, where does the, I don't know, credit lie for this turnaround? Who would you start with and who would you finish with?
I mean, yeah, you'd probably start with Lucas, who took it upon himself to remake his entire delivery, which is kind of a scary leap to make in the middle of your major league career. It's easy to say that he hit rock bottom last season and that he had to do a full overhaul, but it's more than a notion to say I'm going to scrap the way I'm throwing the ball and completely change it. And yeah, that came through working with his minor league pitch, or his former high school coach, who is now the minor league pitching coordinator for the Giants. Ethan Katz, but his primary breaking pitch is the slider, and that's something that he didn't have in Washington. That's something that Coop installed, so it's not like there are no fingerprints for his current pitching coach here. And yeah, I think as far as his game planning and his ability to kind of adjust his planning start to start, he's definitely a thoughtful guy who's capable of making those observations himself. But I think James McCann has a big role in kind of accelerating that to where it happens, you know, after an at-bat or after one inning, rather than he has to get hit around a little bit and say, like, oh, I'll stop throwing that now. So there's definitely a lot of credit to go around. I think primarily with Lucas kind of always being a guy who was open to – who was always very observational, even when he was getting his teeth kicked in last year about what was going on and being able to fix it. But there are, you know, people around who have been able to accelerate that for him and, you know, give the White Sox fans a starting pitcher who is fully made to watch every 5 days rather than watching a lot of works in progress.
So, James, Dylan Covey goes down, and I don't think anybody expected to have this sort of reaction, like, oh, boy, of what now? Because he has at least been pretty serviceable, not been great, but he has filled the rotation out, and now he's out for, you know, indefinitely on the 10-day injured list. They bring up today Ojasamer Despaña to start against the Nationals. What are they going to do about this rotation? Is there a bullpen day in the offing ahead? What are the plans, or is it week to week?
I think they're just scrapping together week to week. I wouldn't be surprised to see a bullpen day this season. As I kind of wrote this morning, if you bring up Dylan Cease today and he just absolutely shoves the rest of the season, it still probably takes a lot of luck for them to not need another starter at some point this year. I don't really know at this point where that comes from. You know, it's going to be guys who like Despaigne who were, you know, free agents at the start of the season. They're kind of pulled off the scrap heap. You know, I ideally, Jimmy Lambert at some point kind of forces his way to AAA and doesn't have too many hiccups, but he hasn't been as much as I like him personally. I like his stuff profile, how it will work in the majors. You know, that's a kid in AA who's probably still figuring out his command. So the idea of like tacking a major league rotation spot on his shoulders and asking him to kind of save it rather than, you know, probably take his lumps for a while.
Can he just be as good as his brother?
Yeah, his brother doesn't seem to have any trouble with it, but his brother's always kind of been the more, you know, polished strike thrower, where Jimmy's more of a stuff guy. I don't know. It's probably going to be a lot more guys that, you know, no one had heard of in spring training kind of filling in and filling spots. And the fact that they have to kind of rely on that is why I've kind of been touting that. You know, it's nice that they're showing progress. It's nice that they're close to the 500. Certainly, we didn't want to see them, you know, lose 95 games again and pretend the next year was going to be contention. But the starting pitching just really isn't in place yet for this team to be kind of be serious yet. And I don't know if everyone's just going to hop off the 60-day IL next year and be able to immediately deliver that, because the depth really isn't there yet.
Moncada, Anderson, Aloy, Giolito now. Who else is on this group is part of the future of this organization? James McCann has been a revelation, but I don't know if that's a one-off. I don't know if catchers do that. I don't know.
And Molly didn't mention Abreu.
I didn't, because I don't know that. I'm not saying he's not
great
part of the
year.
Immediate future.
Had a good year.
But I'm talking about the young guys. I'm talking about development,
ahead,
my friend.
Okay.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, McCann is at least controllable through next year, but as you said, you know, catchers definitely waver in their offensive performance year to year. He definitely seems like he's figured something out to make him a lot more competitive, even if he's not going to, you know, hit 330 annually until he's 38. But he's definitely something. You know, probably one of the downsides this year is that Jace Fry was probably one of the you know, your big developmental win in the bullpen last year, and now he's probably someone who's struggling to control as much as anybody. Aaron Bummer seems like a decent bullpen piece down the road, but you know, that's a lefty specialist. It's not necessarily a foundational piece as good as he's been and as much as I've liked him. For the most part, your pitching is probably still in development, and you know, you're still waiting on Luis Roberts and Nick Madrigal, and those guys are in AA, and most of the AA core that was in place, like Rutherford and Luis Gonzalez and Gavin Sheets, are really only starting to pick themselves out of a 2-month slump. So beyond the core that you listed, there's not absolutely a ton that's steadily in place. I still think I'm guessing that next year will probably be a bit more of a year where you're still kind of finding out who fits long term, rather than, you know, a year where everything is absolutely ready in place. They'll probably be very entertaining to watch next year. I don't know if they'll be ready to win a division next year.
Is there another position player in the minors who will be called up this year that we'll need to know who it is? Could it be Daniel Palka coming back? Is there anybody else in mind?
I would expect to see Zach Collins at some point this season. I think Han has foreshadowed that to some degree. They need to add him to the 40-man roster to protect him from the Rule 5 draft in the winter. So kind of getting a feel of what he is as a major leaguer kind of is something that we've seen in the past couple of years. They've done with guys to kind of get a feel of what they are and make sure that they're as valuable as they believe. So Collins is a guy who, whether you question his defense, whether you question his ability to hit lefties, he's going to hit righties for power. Probably the majors, and that will get you paid for a long time if you can do that on a consistent basis. And I think he can. I think he can draw walks and hit mistakes over the fence against right-handed pitching. So that's going to have some supply. That's going to have some use on this team. I don't know exactly what role it'll be in, but it'll be there.
You know, it's funny because Andrew Vaughn is a guy they obviously drafted very high, and you know, is kind of the kind of player as a first base prospect that you wouldn't expect to need a ton of development before that bat, if it is an elite bat, would get him up here. Is this 2 years? Is it a year? Would he be up before some of these other guys they've drafted recently?
like up in front of like Madrigal, I would say no. Up in front of like say the high school arms, obviously he could be you know 2-3 years ahead of those guys. I would expect him probably in 2021. He definitely could probably threaten that. It kind of all depends on how fast he hits the ground running once they actually sign him and put him out to an affiliate. But yeah, you know, you're not going to make he needs to work on his defense excuse with Andrew Vaughn at first base. and he's supposed to be the guy who has the polished plate approach and power to all fields. So you wouldn't think that would take forever, but it'd probably be more of an ideal scenario where it's controversial if they don't call him up in 2020, but that he's fairly ready to go early season 2021 because the one thing he is supposed to provide is supposed to already be ready.
Quickly, before we let you go, James, John Jay, is that coming soon?
Part of the future.
Not for the future. Brave. How about the present?
There's no reason to think it won't be ready soon. It's definitely a stranger fit on this roster. I mean, you always expect the unexpected. I did not see the rebirth of Charlie Tilson happening when he was outrighted at the start of the season and off the 40-man roster entirely. And now that he's here, Charlie Tilson, a left-handed guy who gets on base, and doesn't hit for a lot of power and has good speed, but probably is better in an outfield corner. That's kind of John Jay. So how they're going to fit the two when you're kind of, you don't want it to block or discourage the kind of the progress Tilson has made. It's a little bit confusing, but I'm imagining they're at least going to give Jay some run to see what they have, to see if, you know, he's a useful player that they can kind of mark at the deadline, albeit for probably a small return.
Tilson part of the future, huh?
You know, I don't say he's going to be leaning off in a World Series game, but he looks like a major leaguer right now, yeah. And you'll need those type of guys on your bench or pitching in some role. So I wouldn't rule it out. He's giving himself a chance.
No doubt, if he can make the same kind of progress he's made in a year, it's incredible. I mean, coming back from that injury and developing, getting his legs under him, he's a different player.
I mean, you have a guy who can hit a grand slam off a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. That seems worth looking at for an extended stretch.
Good point, James.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, James.
All right, thanks for having me.
That is James Feegan. Follow him at JR Feegan and read his stuff.
Charlie Tilson's Bodie-esque.
Yeah. Only he's a local guy made good.
I like it when you answer your own questions by injecting Charlie Tilson into the equation.
He brought up Charlie Tilson.
Anybody else part of the rebuild? Who was raised locally?
That is not what happened there.
Favorite player?
Anybody again, else? David, you need to listen to the guy sitting next to you.
Thank you, Zach.
Just listen to the guy sitting right next to you in the studio, Molly.
Thank you. That's the great Zach Sabeman. We'll get to Dan and Connor next. Molly and Haw on the Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have: low prices every day on every gallon of high quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. It's already May and summer is right around the corner. Homes are selling fast, and if you haven't found your dream home, just wait. Listings are coming onto market daily, but you better be prepared because they're selling fast. Get a leg up on your competition and get pre-approved in 5 minutes at thehomeloanexpert.com, where you'll get lower rates, more loan programs, and customer service that no one can match. thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Two questions that'll predict the perfect Father's Day gift. First question, is Dad a gadget guy? Second question, does Dad worry about home security? Yes? Then Blink security cameras are a Dad's Day no-brainer. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two lithium batteries that last up to 2 years. And Blink indoor cameras and systems are 20% off through Father's Day.
Go to blinkprotect.com/alert. BlinkProtect.com/alert. Blink cameras are available on Amazon